As long as I'm holding the anklet, the spell won't kick in.
I bent down to put the diamond and ruby studded clasp around her leg, just above her claws.
Since it's not just an illusion, I have no idea if it will hurt or not. It shouldn't, though.
I stood up, fingers slipping off the clasp, and took a step back.
You feel anything?
Eve shook her head.
It's cold against my skin, but I feel... Wait, it's starting to heat up.
That was a good sign. It didn't last. She fell, her body convulsing as her eyes nearly bugged out of her head, her voice sounding as if she were being strangled.
Riley!
What was going on? I ran to Eve's side and a sharp talon whipped over my head. I dropped to the ground, rolling across the crunchy snow to get close to her.
Hold still!
I can't!
Her wings thumped the ground hard enough that I anticipated the crunch of bones, or at the very least, the sickening snap of her pinion feathers. Her talons swept by me again, brushing along my back, and sliced open my jacket. Razor sharp was a freaking understatement. I lunged forward, now well within the danger zone of her claws, and wrapped myself around her leg. I reached down and grasped the anklet, stopping the flow of magic with a simple touch of my hand. Eve's body went limp in the snow. We both lay there, still as could be. I was unwilling to move and chance losing contact with the anklet. I suspected she was hurt, but I wasn't ready to ask that just yet. She shifted her weight and stared down at me.
I have never felt so much pain. It was as if 1,000 flaming hot knives were burrowing under my skin to flay me alive.
My hands moved to unclasp the anklet.
I'm taking this off.
No. Perhaps it is just the normal discomfort of shifting into a smaller form. Now that I'm ready for it, I can take it. The pain just caught me off guard.
No, I'm taking it off. None of Millie's spells cause pain, not unless...
Giselle's voice curled around me.
Unless she wanted to cause pain, or death, or a theft of powers.
A quick snap, and I'd unlatched the anklet. Giselle was right. I took a close look at the anklet. There was something different about it. I counted the diamonds and the rubies. The number was the same, but they were in a different pattern, so subtle I didn't notice it. Millie must have switched out the anklet she had originally given me for this one, maybe while I'd been in New Mexico. She did this on purpose.